All right, so we've talked a bit about what are securities exemptions, so let's go into some of them and see what they mean. Typical exemption rules, and again, we can have these either from the SEC or the individual states, and there's a lot of different exemptions to choose from. So there's some decisions you have to make along the way that will help your securities attorney figure out what kind of exemption you should be following. So typical exemption rules are dollar limits on the amount of money that you can raise, maybe limit the number of investors, might have financial qualifications for the investors that are allowed to invest, might prohibit advertising or really limit your ability to advertise so that you can only go out to people you already know and talk to them about your deals. Probably require you to disclose the risks to your investors, and then may require that there are some filings of some securities notices. Most securities exemptions require this. This is where do-it-yourself people go wrong. So people that are trying to go out and take somebody else's securities offering and copy it over and make it for themselves, and they've got documents that they think are fine. Well, first of all, they may not be fine because there's a lot of nuances, including a lot of tax considerations that go into setting up a securities offering. So they're very custom tailored to each individual situation. But they also don't know that you have to file these securities notices with these federal and state securities agencies in order to qualify for the exemption. So if you don't do that, then you may not get the exemption even though you have perfect paperwork.